you supposed to told me that. Psalm 119 is where we're going to start out this evening. The entitlement of our message tonight is the God of my strength. The God of my strength. And certainly, when you're talking about our God, there's nobody that has the strength that He has. And not only that, but God is a God that gives you strength. At one time or the other, all of God's people needs to be strengthened and encouraged. And that's something that we all need to do with regard to each other. And I think that's, you know, that's why you need community, is what a lot of people call it. But you need people. People to encourage other people. So we're going to title our message, "The God of My Strength." And what I'm going to do is, what the message is going to be about, is it's going to be about ways that God strengthens His people. Ways that God strengthens His people. And I got about five of them. We'll just see how it goes. I could have put a whole lot more on there. I just didn't want it to be too long. The God of My Strength is the title, and we're going to look at ways that God strengthens His people. One time or another, all of us need strength, don't we? Amen. At one time or the other, we'll all need it. And what I'm going to do is show different ways that God strengthens. And the first one is in Psalms 119 and the verse 49. Psalms 119 and the verse 49. "Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for the Lord hath quickened me." This is my comfort in my affliction. Now, beloved, all of God's people at one time or the other will go through afflictions of some type. And certainly in this time that we're in right now, there's been a lot of afflictions upon people. There's been a lot of people that have died, and a lot of family members that have died without, and many of them have died without the Lord. And it's a very difficult time. Very difficult time. But God strengthens through His Word. God strengthens through His Word. And one of the things that we should often do is we should draw strength from our Bible. I mean, I think sometimes that how often in years gone by that people didn't have a Bible. And now, today, we have the whole book. You imagine going to talking to some of them old saints of God in heaven. They say, you had the whole book. I bet you never got out of it while you was down there. But many times we take that for granted. I want to tell you something, beloved. You can be strengthened by God's Word. It can really, really lift you up. And that's one of the ways that that I pray. I go out to Holla up here, up Plymouth Holla. It's a mile, it's a mile out and a mile back at what I walk. And what I do when I do that is that whole trip up and back, I talk to the Lord the whole time. That's how I pray. Now, you know why I do that? I'll tell you why I do it. I'm hyper. I can't sit still. I can pray better when I'm walking. And that's what I do. And I spend that time with the Lord. And God strengthens me that way. I don't know how many times I've went out that old holler and I'd be down a bit. And when I come back, I'd feel like $1 million. It strengthens you. Prayer strengthens you. And it gives you strength. It gives you strength. And we draw strength from that. Okay? Another thing we draw strength from is from our Bibles. I just mentioned the Bible just a little while ago, and you just think if you'd go back days going by, you just think how many people didn't have a Bible like we got. We don't have, I mean, you just think how many people didn't have it. They just had pieces. They didn't have the whole Bible. Can you imagine it going to heaven and them saints of God saying, man, you had the whole book. I bet you couldn't get nothing done. But beloved, you can't hardly get people to read your Bibles. You can't hardly get God's people to read your Bibles. And I tell you one thing, there should be a daily devotion done with this Bible. And you read it and you write down notes and things of that nature so that you can learn and so that you can grow. But mainly so you'll be close to Him. The closer you are to the Lord, the happier you'll be. The farther you drift away from the Lord, the more unhappy you'll become. So we need to strengthen ourselves through God's Word. And of course, when we're talking about the church, one of the parts of the church is we preach at the church, don't we? Sunday school, eventually. We have all of these things. And what's important about it is God strengthens through His house. Even tonight, isn't it wonderful to have folks here? Isn't it wonderful to have folks here? It's hard to tell what the Lord's going to do here in the next month or so. I look forward to all of these things. So He strengthens through His Word, but He also strengthens through His house. Those are two places where you can be strengthened at. Being in God's house is uplifting. I'd like to have 1,000 people in here, but I'm thankful for everybody we got tonight, aren't you? I'm thankful for whatever God, whoever God brings. And it's strengthening to be with God's people. I love being with God's people. So, being in God's house is an uplifting, joyful thing for God's people. One of the first signs of someone drifting is when they forsake the house of the Lord. And there's always a convenient excuse for people to use why they can't do so. I think that you should come to God's house whenever you can. I think you should take a extra special effort to be in His house. And I think what that does is it gives strength to God's people. This message is about strength. And the more you're in God's house, the stronger you get. It's a wonderful thing. So, God is the God of my strength. He gives me strength through His Word, but He also gives me strength through His house. If you've ever been strengthened by God's house, would you bear witness by raising your right hand? I believe that's everybody. I've been strengthened here too. I've been strengthened here too. So we strengthen, God strengthens through His house. Being at God's house, like I said, is very uplifting for God's people. When I walked in and seen the different people that I hadn't seen for some time, it was such a blessing. Such a blessing. To be around God's people. It's a wonderful thing. How many times, let me ask you a question, how many times have you been lifted up by God's house? Let's do it one more time. How many? Everybody. And that's why we come. We come to worship the Lord mainly, right? Amen. We come to worship the Lord mainly. That's the main reason we come. But when we come to give Him worship and we come to give Him praise. And He strengthens us. He strengthens us that way. Let me move down here just a little bit. God strengthens, let me give you a third one. God strengthens you through prayer. He strengthens you through His Word. He strengthens you through His house. But He also strengthens you through what else? He strengthens you through prayer. I mentioned about prayer just a little while ago. I love to pray. Love to pray. But let me tell you what my problem is. I've told you a little, I've told you many times before. My problem is I'm hyper. I can't sit still. I have to move all the time. And you know how I pray? I just mentioned it to you. You know how I pray? I walk. I walk the mail out. And I walk the mail back. And I do that. I've been doing it every day. And not only helps your health, but that helps you be able to be closer to the Lord. Take time to spend time with the Master. It's important that we do that. Prayer is, if a person doesn't pray like they should, then over a period of time, what will happen is they will drift. Because part of prayer is making confession, isn't it? Don't we need to confess our sins? We do. We do. And it's important that we do that. And if a person continues in sin, then over a period of time, they're going to drift, aren't they? So there needs to be proper prayer made. God strengthens you through God's Word. God strengthens you through His house, attendance to His house, listening to the Word of God. And God strengthens you through the means of prayer. Now, another thing I do when I pray is I pray for our sick folk. People appreciate people who pray for their sick folk. Sometimes if you're not careful when they're sick and they're not here, sometimes they just go off the radar. Don't ever want that to happen. I don't ever want that to happen. We want to know where people are and how they're doing and things of that nature. God strengthens through prayer. And through prayer is how we cast our cares. Let me ask you a question like, do you have a care? Do you have something that's bothering you? Do you have something that's a care in your heart and it's a burden to you? What do you do with that? Casting all care upon Him because He cares for you. Oh, God's people say it. That's a wonderful thing. Aren't you glad we can take our cares and cast them? You know, the problem is many times with this great benefit, we got it. But many times people don't use it. Something that needs to be used. So God strengthens through the means of prayer. And you need to have, there's some bad habits, but there are also some good habits. But prayer is one of the best habits you can have. And the closer you get to the Lord, the better it is. The better it is. So, these are ways that God strengthens His people. And God's people needs strength. He strengthens through His Word, your Bible when you study it. He strengthens through His house. Of course, at God's house, what do? God's, you worship. You hear a message. And then number three, God strengthens through the means of prayer. And that's something we seek to do every day of our life. Okay? Stewie, I got another page. Are you ready? Let's go ahead and get the next part of it. God strengthens through His people. God gets strength through His people. Also, God strengthens through His people. One way this takes place is by means of getting in touch with people. A call. Now, some people don't like to be called. If you call somebody and they don't like to be called, then don't call them no more. That's the only thing I know of. You know what I'm saying? But some people don't like it. But it's wonderful to be able to give a call. And sometimes people really appreciate it. And if you get someone that doesn't appreciate it, then you don't call them the next time. It's the only thing I know to do. So it's a wonderful thing to give people a call at times. And sometimes we'll say, hey, I miss you. And to me, that means a lot. I'm serious. To me, that means a lot to folks. You don't do it in a smart-aleck way. I've seen people do it in a smart-aleckly way. Well, where was you at Wednesday night? Have you ever heard anybody do it? Oh, makes you mad, doesn't it? I'm not talking about that. God strengthens through His people. And sometimes it's good to, we used to have, I can't even remember the, well, one of them was David Eisner. I remember David Eisner, and one of the things that he did at the church, he sent cards to everybody. Y'all remember that? He would send cards to people. That's why he was the card man. And he would just, a lot of people in the church didn't even know who he was. He'd write down on a card something that maybe someone was sick, and he'd write him a card. Yeah. I remember Billy Wick. He didn't have any idea who he was. He didn't know who David Eisner was. But you know what he did? He sent a card to his wife, Sister Sue. And she had cancer that eventually killed her. David didn't know who she was. He hadn't, in the congregation, she hadn't been there where she had been sick all that time. But here's what he told me. He said, Jeff, you want to know something? I didn't know who she was. But all I knew is she's my sister. And I wanted to send a card to her to tell her that I love her. Oh, God's people say it. And that's what he did. He didn't know her at all. But he knew that that was his sister. He knew that she was in a bad way. And you want to know something else? I went over to visit her and went to see her. And you know the first thing she said? She said, Jeff, who's David Eisner? And I said, well, he sits, I remember the seat he sat in. And he said, you know, I want you to look at this card. I want you to look at this card that they sent to me. I want you to look. And that David Eisner, I don't even know him, but he sent a card. He sent a card to her. And you know what? Sister Sue is who it was. But when he sent that card, he put that on his mantle. Billy Wick put that on his mantle. And I believe, and that's been probably 4 or 5 years ago, it's still on there. It's still there. That's how much it meant. He didn't know. All he knew is that was his sister in Christ. And he sent that card just because he cared. Oh, God's people say it. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That's what he did. He didn't know her. He hadn't been around her. She was an older member. But buddy, isn't that a blessing for someone to do that? That's loving one another. That's what it is. That's how you show it. Sometimes you can talk it, but oh, it's awesome when you show it. I think it's an awesome thing to show it. And historically, God's people has always been known for that. Loving one another. Coming to one another's aid and loving one another. Okay? All right. The message title is "The God of My Strength." And I'm giving you different ways that God strengthens His people. He strengthens His people through God's Word, of course. That's why you need to be in it. It strengthens you. Have you been strengthened before by God's Word? Absolutely, you have. God's strength, number two, God strengthens us through His house. His house. We get to come here and meet with one another. And we love one another. And we get close to one another. And it's important that God's people do that. God strengthens through His house. Have you ever been strengthened at God's house? Well, yeah. Yeah, that's why we got to have it. Number three, God strengthens through prayer. God strengthens through prayer. And we are to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. Okay? And beloved, you know something else? We can still get a hold of people. We can still call. You know, phones ain't broke. But we can still call. We can, We can send one of them texts to people. Oh, I can text with the best of them now. You can send a text that says, "I love you." That's a wonderful thing to do. We got all kinds of things we can do to get a hold and show love to other people, don't you think? Show how much you care, you know. So God strengthens through His people. I mentioned the card. Sometimes you get a call. Just different ways people show how much they love their brothers and sisters in Christ. And it should be that way. It should be that way. Okay? All right. Now, I believe this is probably going to be the last one. I said probably. Always say probably if you have to. But let me give you another one. Let me give them to you again one more time. The God of my strength is the title. He strengthens you through His Word, through His house, through prayer. God strengthens through His people. And then number five, God strengthens through preaching. God uses the preaching of the Word. Y'all agree? God uses the preaching of the Word to reach people. I'm thankful we have a church, and I'm thankful we have a church home, and I'm thankful for you. It's a wonderful thing that we have the opportunity to come together as a church and to worship and praise. And the Lord's kept us up. Ain't it great that we're still here? We're still here. And we plan on continuing to be here. I think it's a great thing for God's people to kind of hang in there. People don't like a lot of things, but it's good. It's good when God's people are close. And that's what we want. And that's what I like to see, don't you? Amen. So, these are ways that God strengthens. And I hope that perhaps the Master will touch you in a special way tonight. Continue to pray for the churches, especially the ones that are hurting. Be sure to pray for those that are lost and have never trusted Jesus as their Savior. Pray if you do that. Let's all stand, and we'll close with a word of prayer. And I thank you for your listening to me tonight. The God of my strength